AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is reviewing an appeals court ruling against the government's bulk collection of phone records. From Capitol Hill, here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The appeals court ruled the NSA's collecting of information about phone calls, though not their content, exceeds the scope of what Congress authorized. Attorney General Loretta Lynch told a Senate panel that in addition to reviewing the ruling, the upcoming renewal deadline provides an opportunity for fine-tuning.
To look for ways to reauthorize Section 215 in a way that does preserve its efficacy and protect privacy.
There are conflicting approaches in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to reauthorize the current law. A bipartisan approach in the House would end the government's bulk collection of the records. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon got a look at tornado damage in the town of Bridge Creek.
We're very thankful that there wasn't any loss of life in this community. There were some injuries, and so our prayers will be with those who suffered injuries.
And a woman's body was found in Oklahoma City in a flooded underground storm shelter. More severe weather is expected today in Oklahoma and in Texas. It's election day in Britain, and Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservatives and Ed Miliband's Labour Party appear to be in a dead heat. This voter in London felt she had to vote.
Because it's so tight, I think that if I didn't come out and vote and didn't get the result that I wanted, then I'd only have myself to blame.
Two women arrested last month for plotting to build a homemade bomb and wage jihad in New York City pleaded not guilty in Brooklyn. It turns out the oil that was involved in a fiery train derailment in North Dakota yesterday had been treated to make it less likely to explode. A small town was evacuated. No one was hurt. Also from North Dakota, a man from Jamaica was found guilty in a lottery scam prosecutors say cost victims around the country millions of dollars. This is AP Radio News. Stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 105 points. The U.S. training of Syrian rebels is underway. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Officials say the process has begun in Jordan after months of delays and vetting Syrian fighters in a bid to weed out any enemy combatants or extremists. The officials say nearly 3,800 Syrians signed up. About 400 have now finished their pre-screening. The training's part of a bigger effort to set up a force able to fight Islamic State extremists. About 350 Americans are part of the process at four sites, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The family feud involving B.B. King has moved to court. One of King's daughters is going to court in Las Vegas to try to remove control of his affairs from King's longtime business manager. B.B. King is 89 and is home hospice care. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.